Got to watch your mouth, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
But it's not just when you're being a wise ass.
What else?
Sometimes even things said with the best intentions will get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And it will put you in a spot that no matter what you try and say, it's going to be bad.
What happened?
All right, well, look, you've been married collectively.
Many, many years.
Decades. More years than I have.
I forgot how long ago I was married, but I was just telling Kimmy, I was using my old marriage as like a timeline of when this plane was built.
What an old man sentence to say.
And they're like, wow, yeah, that was like over 40 years ago.
That was my first wife.
It is a thing.
Old.
There may be guys listening right now who have been in situations like this in the past that can help younger married guys get out of these scary and dangerous wife situations. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So on Sunday, my wife and I are in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just us. She is checking her mirror, her makeup in the mirror.
Okay.
And she noticed like two or three strands of gray hair.
Okay.
And it's nothing I had ever noticed. And she starts to get a little like, you know, it's like, oh, gray hair. She goes, you know, I really should go get my hair dyed and get rid of these couple of grays.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little touch up.
You got it. So I want to time out the story right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hindsight is a very important
tool. Oh, yeah.
Because as we have time to break this situation down, we now know that if you are a husband in this spot, my wife, your wife says, I got some grays I want to get taken care of. Anything you say as a husband can make things bad.
Yep.
And maybe nothing is the best thing to say. But that didn't happen.
Right.
So she looks at me while she's saying, I think I should go get these grays touched up.
Yeah.
And I decided I was going to speak from the heart. Why are you? No, I was speaking from the heart. Look.
Why? Why?
I know what that sounds like. Just saying.
I love my
wife. Mr. Jokey Jokes over
no,
here.
No, I love my wife. I wanted to. Okay.
Mr. Jokey Jokes.
I told my wife, you know, I don't know why you'd have to dye your hair. I think you should go gray and just let it go, right?
Let it go natural.
Yeah, let it go natural. And I told her, and I'm serious when I say this. I mean it. Every day, you are more beautiful to me. And
don't ever say.
I don't believe you.
I'm serious.
Never bring up the past when you're complimenting the present. Because what you're saying is, she's going to say, well, you didn't like me 2 years ago? I wasn't attractive?
Oh, no.
What are you saying?
I always loved how you. I've always thought you're beautiful.
You're
every day I wake up. Every day I wake up, you are more beautiful to me, right? And I sat back, having been married almost 15 years.
Cracked your knuckles, like that'll do it.
I thought to myself, "You brilliant bastard! You finally figured out marriage." And my wife pauses for a second, and she's looking at herself in the mirror, and she looks at me and she says, "Are you into older women?"
Man. She twisted it that way. Didn't even see that one coming.
Nope, neither did I, because it
was she
that's a bouncing Betty in the car.
Oh, yeah. It was in that moment, I'm sorry, Kimmy, that I realized the mistake that I had made.
Was she asking, like, as a joke because she's older than you? Or was she asking because she thinks, like, you're into, like, older women?
I don't know if she was joking. I don't know if she was serious. She said it just like this. Are you into older women? Like, it wasn't like an indictment. It could have been a real question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But as her mouth closed and the sound stopped coming, I realized there was nothing I could say there that would not get me in massive trouble.
Yes. Yeah.
Because if I say, yes, I am into older women, I have told my wife that I am very into her, and that makes her an older woman, right? I don't see my wife as an older woman, but she would hear that, and that can make it a messy situation. Mm-hmm. However, if I respond, no, I am not an older woman, and my wife in this moment, who may be feeling older on account of her two gray hairs, I just told my wife in her head, I am not into you.
Right.
And I was in relationship checkmate.
Because you responded.
Nothing. Okay.
You don't respond.
Hindsight is 20/20.
You don't respond.
You have to respond.
No. You got to think before you speak to the pink. Understand that.
Think before you speak to the pink. It doesn't even rhyme. You thought that rhymed.
You
thought that rhymed in your head. You are so bad at words.
Don't get mad at me because you're wrong.
Bro.
Like, I never respond to that stuff.
I can't. You can't.
Like, she goes.
Wait, you just sit there silent like an idiot?
No, you go. It's real easy.
Okay, go. Okay, I'll be my wife. All right. There's a couple of grays. I should go get these touched up.
Okay. That's it. Okay. That's all you got to do.
Okay. I should get rid of them. I feel like I look old to you?
Whatever you want.
Oh, so you don't care how I look?
No.
What? Get out of the car!
You can look however you want.
How did you?
It's your body.
How did you, in giving advice, make it a worse situation?
Because when I say okay, there's no follow up.
There is always a follow up.
There ain't.
What fantasy wife world?
You shut it down right there.
You are dumb.
No,
and you
I'm
are
telling
wrong.
You, man. I don't get boxed in.
What wife world do you live in where there is not a follow up?
The
question?
More you talk, the deeper you sink.
Okay.
Into the pink.
See, that rhymed. Took you 3 minutes, but you got there.
Before you speak to the pink.
Kimmy,
that should be on a t-shirt.
Thinking. Okay.
It's close enough.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, by the way, I lucked out because I'm sitting there and I'm panicking. I'm literally panicking.
Yeah.
And I know like only 15 seconds elapsed, but in my mind, it's been 5 years.
Oh, yeah. You're falling down a mind shift.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, what do I say? What do I say? What do I say? Phone rings, Bluetooth. Yeah. My 12-year-old call is just calling us. When are you guys coming home? And I'm like, oh, thank God. Totally took away from the situation. My 12-year-old saved my life.
All right.
Saved my life tonight. 12-year-old. All right.
Hey, just coming home with the old lady. Be there in a few minutes.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What the hell do you do in that situation? And maybe it's not this situation specifically, but that moment where you realize there is nothing you can say to your spouse that will not put you in a bad spot. Because, Kimmy, you can admit that there are times as a woman where you feel insecure about yourself.
Oh, sure.
You especially.
Yeah.
Like, the time.
We're not in this room.
never in this room.
But, like, those husband checkmate conversations always come in those insecure moments.
Oh, for sure. And I can think of a perfect example is when I chopped my hair, you know, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
And my husband goes, oh, I really liked it long.
Ooh.
He didn't say he didn't like it, but he said it without saying it.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, well, there goes that fun, you know.
But that wasn't his fault.
No, he shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, oh, my God.
No. I mean, I'm kind of with Tommy on this. I don't even care if you don't like it. Like, you should have just shut up.
No. He should have just said great.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks great. That's
see,
all you had to say.
It's short
you
and
blunt. You don't say, like, I liked it better the other way.
I love this guy who sits across from me.
I'm telling you.
He wants to pretend like he's some.
I'm battle-scarred,
like,
man.
No, you are battle-scarred. I'm looking at your face. The funny thing here is you've never shut up in your life. You don't have the capability to shut up. So you can sit here, not in a relationship situation, and be like, oh, just don't say anything. You don't have that in you, man.
I've gotten better with age.
My ass.
That too.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wait, my ass wasn't good when I was a kid?
You think before you speak to the stink.
The stink?
Yeah, your ass.
Oh, I thought we were talking about wives again.
You just brought your ass up.
No, see, you just did it. If you would have kept your mouth shut, I wouldn't have gotten confused. 252-WCMF. I'm driving home with my wife the other day. It's just us in the car. She's looking at in the mirror, looking at her makeup. She notices like two or three strands of gray hair. Mm. And she says, I think that maybe I'm going to go get these touched up, get rid of these grays. And I love my wife, and I don't want her to feel bad. And I go, listen, maybe you should just let it go.
And you in the crosshairs, baby.
And I said, every day that I wake up, you're more beautiful to me. And I mean that when I say that. I somehow am more attracted to my wife every single day. And she pauses for a sec, and she asks me, just like this, are you into older women? And there was nothing I could say there, yes or no, where I wasn't going to get eaten alive.
See, I look at wives like they're U-boat commanders in those movies you used to watch. Remember? Like, they'd be in there, and they're all crammed in there, looking through that one periscope. They're just waiting for that one big stupid freighter to come by. Yeah, 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 fire! Fire! And then they just sit there and they glee as it explodes and sinks to the bottom. That's your wife. That's all wives. They're U-boat commanders, man. They're like, they're greasy and they're tired, but they keep going, man.
Yeah,
they don't want to disappoint people.
Hold on one sec. The man who said, keep your mouth shut. Hey, Nana, Tommy just said you're greasy.
She goes by Von Doctor. Von Doctor, U-boat. Take. Motherland.
252-WCMF. So, Kimmy, you would think that women would be getting in here to, like, you know.
Yeah, you would think, like, you want to hear from the ladies, right?
And no, they would have the best advice to give.
No.
We have nothing
today.
But men sitting on hold.
Because they're all beat up.
All of them are with. They have what you should have said.
Okay.
All right, 252-WCMF. Let's start with Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Duffy.
Yo.
Unbelievable, bro. You sit there blabbing on about
we blab.
You didn't have anything to say back to her when you were already on a cornball roll of you're more beautiful every day.
It wasn't cornball. I mean it.
That I think it's sweet. All right,
I can tell. Hey, stupid douchebag.
majority of dudes are going to think it's cornball.
Okay.
And she says what she says to you, and you think you're stuck not being able to go either way. How do you not finish that up, putting her in the checkmate, and simply retort back, I'm into you, baby?
Now that's cornball.
I think that's his point. You just stick with cornball.
No, you can't. I was being sincere. That would have been insincere.
You never go to horny talk.
Horny talk?
You never do horny talk.
Totally flip it around by hitting her with that, because then what can she say?
Can I point out, Steve, I want to stop.
We had the same idea.
We had four other guys on hold that all just hung up. All of them were going to say, I'm into you, which lets me know it's a stupid call if every other guy believes that's the right move.
Oh, my God. But you think you sat back and cracked your knuckles with, you're more beautiful every day that I wake up. Stop it.
Okay, Steve, here's the problem.
Just stop it.
Here's the problem.
Are you done?
No.
You're done.
Here's the problem, right? When I say sincerely that my wife is more beautiful to me every day, you can't prove I don't believe that, right? Like, nobody can prove I don't believe that.
That's true.
I am innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. However, Steve, if I were to look at my wife and be like, I'm into you, baby, you think my wife believes that I am not attracted to any other woman on this planet, that I don't look at other women every once in a while and go, wow, that is a beautiful woman? It's a lie. It's a stupid thing to say, Steve.
I don't agree.
Okay, Steve.
You're so hot, I don't even care if you had a head. You could be headless, I do you.
Yeah, what Tommy said.
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I love how guys think they're so smart. They're so smart. Let me tell you what you do. Lie to her face.
Yes.
Idiot. Stupid thing to say. All right, I have the solution.
Oh.
And I came up with this last night. But it's going to take federal legislation.
Okay.
I think.
Right now, they're passing everything.
No kidding. I think that we should have a get-out-of-conversation free card.
Oh.
That are given to men federally every year. And I'm not even.
I would like to opt out. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not even joking.
How many times can I use it?
Okay, so the government will assign you 2 get-out-of-conversation free cards a year. That you can sign, you hand it to your spouse, and that ends the conversation that will only get you in further trouble.
Yeah, but you're saying more than you think you are by handing over that card.
You think so, but see, here's the thing. You don't know how bad it can get based on me panicking and saying something, and Tommy would agree with me.
Yeah, but let's say she has...
Yes, federal government.
Okay, but let's say...
Gold standard.
It was a beautiful conversation. I don't know where it was going, but she was wrong, and I have nothing to worry about.
But let's say we'll stick with the hair thing. Let's say she goes and she gets her hair done and she comes back and you it's not your thing.
Yeah.
She says, how do you like my hair? And you decide to hand over the get out of conversation free card. I think she knows how you feel about it.
No, see, here's the thing. This is why women don't understand what we're trying to say. Mm. Maybe that's why the ladies didn't call. I know I'm smart enough to say your hair looks great.
You are, but is everybody?
Most men are smart enough. I mean, your husband's an idiot, but most men are smart enough to say that. I mean, in a situation like I'm describing, where I did the right thing, I spoke from my heart, and I got stuck.
Yeah. I think the
you got punished
for it.
Yes, thank
you. Not saying anything could also hurt you too.
But no, that was Tommy's advice. Tommy's advice was don't say anything.
No, just very. That's great.
Uh huh.
Fantastic.
Yep. Are you done?
Just don't give him anything that like grab onto.
No, like the reason you need these federal get out of conversation free cards, right? Because it's never just an argument in the moment. When it comes to insecurities, and we're all guilty of this, men or women, it lingers and it's going to come up down the road. And that discussion will be the foundation, the concrete for 3 more arguments minimum over the next 9 months.
Yeah, or a destroyed weekend.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you said something you didn't mean or it came out wrong, now I'm sitting here staring at a cobra ready to strike. The only out would be the federal government card that we're all assigned. Tell me why that's not a great idea.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this, Kimmy. Mm-hmm. As we are getting no help from any women, and every dude had the advice of, I'm into you, baby.
Let's do it.
Hey, you want a bang? Is there something, a universal thing, that every man can say to his wife or girlfriend that will get them to change the subject? And I'm serious when I ask that
question. That'll get them to change the subject. So you're not responding to what she says. You're deflecting.
Exactly. Well, okay, look. In this case, my kid was the diversion, and I lucked out.
Yeah. Mm.
Claire calling my phone saved my ass on the gray hair conversation. But if Claire did not call my phone, what can any man say in any conversation to, bang, we're going this way now?
I don't think there's a universal thing.
Help us out, Kimmy!
Because it's going to depend situation by situation. some conversations are going to be more serious than others.
You're going to have to throw money at it. It's the only thing I could think of.
Bro, how am I going to throw money at something?
That's why you got nothing. Like, you would have to, like, offer up some phenomenal thing. Oh, my God, really?
By the way, I love how guy who goes to keep your mouth shut believes all women can be bought via their emotions.
Every woman can be bought. Every woman's on the take.
Your wife can be bought?
No, she's on the take. I know she's on the take.
What are you talking about?
They're all on the take.
If she could they be bought, she wouldn't be married to you.
Women are born on the take.
Bro, you have no money.
I know.
Or talent. Or personality.
You're taking up space in her house.
Yes. You're like a folding table that breathes.
I'm suave, baby.
You're not suave?
Suave.
Bro.
Look at these shoes.
If your wife could be bought, any other man that lives within the walls of Pittsburgh, she would be married.
I mean, it was counterfeit money, but.
Okay. There has to be something, a universal diversion.
You think it's going to cost you like coin?
No, bro. What guys have coin to throw at their wives?
That's why most guys sink to the bottom.
So you're telling me if I would have said, yes, I'm into older women, and my wife looks at me and goes, oh, so I'm an old woman now. If I would have bought her something, it would have made it better?
I think it would have been a diversion.
My wife's not that dumb.
No, I'm not saying anybody's dumb.
Kind of saying she's dumb.
I'm just saying,
hey, look at this shiny thing. Well,
that's what you're asking. You want a diversion.
I want a diversion?
That's what anything like that would be.
But I couldn't even do that in the moment. It's not like I'm going to have some expensive piece of jewelry or flowers
in
the car.
No, but just like an idea.
Wah-da-da-da.
Like a vacation, a trip,
doesn't want to do that, though, either. I think he'd rather take the loss than start talking about vacation plans.
Because you want to do everything on the chintz.
It's not about chintz. It's about
you chintz. Because you don't want to step up.
It's not about chintz. It's about being sincere with the mother of my children. How about that? How about that? Oh, you got nothing to say now because you don't deal in human emotion.
I feel emotion. Like you sink in emotion.
Sinking is not an emotion.
It's like a sinking feeling. It would be an emotion.
Okay. 252 WCM. I forgot folks waiting on hold. We got tweets coming in again. I'm driving with my wife on Sunday. It's just us in the car. She's in the front seat looking at her makeup in the mirror. She notices two or three gray hairs. And she says, I think I should go get these touched up, you know, so I don't have gray hair. And from the bottom of my heart, meaning this, I tell her, just let it go. Go gray. And I tell her, look, I every day I wake up, you are more beautiful to me. And I nailed
every day.
It. I nailed it. Yeah. I thought I nailed it. My wife pauses for a second and then asks me, are you into older women?
Mm.
And there was nothing I could have said that would have made that better.
No.
Thank God my 12-year-old called us when that moment hit, so I was out. Elijah writes us on Twitter.
Elijah, what's he saying?
Just ask the question in reverse or ask, do they think how they would feel. It's an easy out. Example, life goes, hey, babe, how do you like my hair, babe? You go, how do you like your hair? Do you think she did a good job on it? So essentially,
throwing it back on her.
But how would I do that there? Do you think I'm into older women?
Yes.
Are you into older men?
Yeah. That extends the conversation.
Okay.
I don't like that.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, how are you, buddy?
Good. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. What's going on?
You called the last guy stupid? What, you think a card is going to shut her up?
Like a card from the federal government. Well, if it's law, she has to accept it, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's been mandated from D.C.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to go to jail.
This is big time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ could sign it. You think that's going to shut her up?
Well, I mean, what
you're making me uncomfortable with the shut her up
thing. Yeah, a lot of shutting up. All right, Kevin. All right, let me ask you this then. You, in your infinite wisdom, because you sound like a man who's got everything figured out, what would you have said in that moment?
Say nothing.
Nailed it,
shut
Kevin. Nailed it, Kevin. All right, so we're having... All right, hold on. We're in mid-conversation. I've already said what I said. There's no taking back what I said. She asks, are you into older women? And I just refused to speak until we get home, which was like 10 minutes.
Wait. How long? I don't know nothing.
I know you don't know nothing. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Kevin. Kevin, are you married?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Give your wife a kiss and tell her we're all sorry for what she has to deal with on a daily basis.
I tell her that every day.
Kevin, thanks for the call. We'll take one more call.
You're stupid, but I don't have any advice.
Look, I am not. I agree. I am stupid.
Maybe Kevin was like, start playing with her hair going, you're so pretty. You're so pretty.
Oh, you do the gorilla in the mist move? Yeah. Ooh, pulling bugs out of there? Bob's got the last word. Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
Your first thing you should have done, you went to problem-solving mode. You should have just said, why? And then she would have maybe explained why. She was asking your advice rather than just jump in and say, oh, I love you the way you are.
Hit her with
why?
A question.
No.
If she said this, that, or the other thing, you said, oh, okay. And if your wife comes home and she's already done something beautiful to her hair, she says, what do you think? Yeah, you should say, I like it. She obviously did it for a reason. She's not looking for you to tell her anything, but I like it.
Okay, so Bob said the smartest thing we've heard.
Positive reinforcement.
It's not that. You missed it. That's how dumb you are.
You ask a follow-up question.
No, it's not that either.
Okay. Oh, you dumb too.
The difference between men and women, the biggest difference between men and women is you idiot, is what Bob just hit on the head.
Balls.
Women will say things just to vent. And when we men hear that, and we hear the problem.
You think you need to solve it.
Exactly. And it's not malicious, but we have it in us, Tommy, just because of the way we were all raised, that if there was a problem, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. But Bob's right. Like, every once in a while, when our wives, girlfriends are talking, they don't want an answer.
Yeah, that's fair.
They just want to have us listen. Right?
So we don't want logic in the moment.
Yeah.
So you just say, great.
Or just go, how do you, like Bob said, just turn it back on him. How do you feel about it?
Mm.
I mean, Bob, that was the smartest thing. I mean, it's a low bar, but that's the smartest thing anyone said
all
morning.
Sometimes it takes.
Yeah.
Trust me, after 42 years of marriage, you begin to learn things.
Wait, was one woman?
Yes.
Damn.
You think he added
amazing.
It up?
amazing.
Well, he does, and it turns out he's got her chained in the basement, so it's not as great as it sounds.
I mean, I'm always impressed when I see people that can stay together for 42
years. Oh, you're going to get romantic now? Oh, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Oh, let's talk about perhaps when different marriage.
Aren't you blown away by that sometimes?
Yes, I am, only because I've known you. You're my example, and my dad, not great.
Yeah, you don't really.
guys, you have a great day, and tell your wives, and happy Valentine's Day.
All right, we'll do it, Bob. Again. My favorite part of the show.
Shut up.
Caller gets bored with us.
He's trying to walk out of the room.
That'll do it.
All right, let's take a break. Something is happening in upstate New York.
What happened?
It's something not great.
Mm.
Maybe we're all stressed about something, but we've seen a bunch of these stories over the last couple of weeks. And what the hell has happened, Tommy, to the idea of love thy neighbor?
Yeah, come on, people.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. This story comes to us from Wayne County.
What happened?
That's where we find a 72-year-old man who had an idea. According to authorities, this whole scene started when this 72-year-old man went outside and poured water on the steps where he lives on Sunday. Kimmy, he had to be trying to melt icy steps.
That was my guess when I first saw the story. He was
on his own home.
Trying to make it less slippery.
Yeah. So you say his own home. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that he lives in an apartment complex.
Yeah.
Completely different story.
Yep.
Because a neighbor of his, according to police, angrily confronted him for pouring the hot water on the steps.
Yeah, I'm guessing in some way, shape, or form, they share those steps.
Yep, that would make sense. Yeah. And here's the thing. If we remember our science classes correctly, pouring hot water out in freezing cold temps will actually make that water freeze faster.
Yeah.
After the opposite.
You got it. So now we have, Tommy, two neighbors in an uncomfortable, angry standoff.
Yep.
And this could go a couple of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
This one did not go well.
What happened?
According to police, the 72-year-old hot water pourer came up behind the man who confronted him and wrapped his arms around his neck, applying pressure.
Like a headlock?
Tried to choke him out, I guess. Right?
All right.
Right? Gonna melt the stairs and choke this guy out. He's tapping. Let him go. Now, there's no word on any injuries for the man who was attacked, but the 72-year-old water pourer was arrested. He has a court date coming up. Let's have a chat.
All right.
This is like the fourth or fifth neighbor violence story we've had in our area in like 2 weeks.
Mm.
And that is pretty remarkable considering the weather has been so bad.
Yeah.
And we're not really outside.
Yeah, this is the time of year you don't see your neighbor.
Right? You hibernate.
There you go. Tommy, it feels like for whatever reason, tensions are very high amongst people who live around each other.
I ain't waiting a spring to choke you out. There ain't a neighbor born, and his mother's already in the grave. I said, I'll choke your head out.
But maybe it speaks to how annoying that neighbor is if they're still annoying you in the middle of winter.
Okay, Kimmy, like,
you know what
you can't
I mean?
Wait to, you can't wait for a thaw.
What? One outstanding story, that would make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But for this to happen 4 or 5 times in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a lot.
What the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it what's going on with the country? What's going on with the world? Do people have less patience with each other? Do we now feel emboldened to put our hands on each other for some reason? Could it be as simple as being stir crazy?
A lot of that. Yeah, I mean, it could be a combo play. But I do remember, like, I told you my neighbors got into a snow shovel fight.
You're right, yeah.
in the dead of winter where the Webster cops had to come and break it up. And they were both, they were shovel to shovel.
Shovel to shovel?
Yes.
I'm standing there shovel to shovel with
bro.
Them.
Hey, and it was the middle of the morning.
Event, what's happening? What is the theory? 252-WCMF, 252-9263, where we have four or five stories in the last 2 weeks just in our area of neighbors trying to physically hurt each other when it's 20 degrees outside.
But maybe it's because we're living longer.
Is that what it is? Because well, no, you're right. These have been older guys.
Think about this. Like, you know, life expectancy is increasing.
Okay.
So maybe the crazy oldies that were once gone are now hanging out longer and they're angry.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The angry ones used to go first.
Well, I mean, guys didn't live long back in the day. Like a 65, 70-year-old guy, that was an old guy back in the day.
And even at 72 back in the day, if you did make it that long, you didn't have the strength to pour hot water and then try and choke
the
a guy out.
You were ancient.
Stuff.
Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting theory. But then that would mean that all of us, if we end up getting to an age, are going to get to a point where we want to physically hurt somebody.
Well, I mean, not all of us, but a segment will turn bad.
Yeah.
Like anything.
Like a banana that's been there for a week.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Everything ripens differently.
252-WCMF, we're talking about this 72-year-old man who has been arrested after police say on Sunday morning he went outside what we're assuming is an apartment complex, poured hot water on the steps to what we assume is to melt ice. One of his neighbors, someone who shares the steps, got angry with him.
Yeah.
And they had an angry confrontation. The 72-year-old water pourer is accused of, when this man turned his back on him, wrapping his arms around this man's neck and applying pressure. He has been arrested. He's got a court date coming up. Tommy, what percentage of your neighbors do you get along with?
I mean, we don't have any real issues.
So you get along with 100% of your neighbors?
Well, I could say yes, but it's never been tested.
I see.
Because I don't talk, and my wife is nice.
All right, let me ask you this question.
But I don't know.
Let me back it up and put it in a different gear.
I mean, I have opinions about them.
I got you. Could you ever see yourself getting into a physical altercation with someone? Not that you would throw a punch, but someone could get physical with you.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Maybe that's the problem. Because, you know, you go, oh, no. And then you think about it for a second and go, oh, wait, yes.
Mm.
Maybe the folks getting attacked in these stories never see the violence coming.
Probably not.
They think they're just doing their thing, you know, and maybe that's more infuriating to that other person.
Well, because nobody thinks they're wrong.
Because they're just so oblivious.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between being stubborn in your opinion and believing that this person could actually do something to physically harm you. Because, like, in this story, for example, if the allegations are true, the guy who upset the 72-year-old man that poured water on the stairs, story says he comes out and confronted the guy. And then he turned his back to him because the 72-year-old man had said from behind, wrapped his hands around his neck. If he were physically scared or believed that violence was a possibility, you're not going to turn your back to that guy.
No, you're not.
So maybe we've seen more of these attacks because these people that are out there having these arguments don't see violence as a potential outcome.
Yeah. I mean, you would think like at 72, you should be above this.
Okay.
So why am I worried about it?
Okay. I mean, I love how torn you are on this story because you're not a violent person.
No.
No.
But you also love to see stories where old men get violent.
I love a good chokeout.
Well, because here's the thing. Tommy would also be rooting on that guy. He's like, yeah, stop pouring water on the steps.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
And he'd be cheering for the oldest guy in the group, right? Yeah, I identify with you, and I'm small and weak, but you choke that man out. Take his oxygen away. I mean...
Mm.
The solution, obviously, here, with all of these stories you've had in the last two weeks, is to just mind your own business.
Yeah, and pump the brakes, man.
Pump the brakes is tough. Minding your own business is easier.
Well, that's the way you should go.
I think minding your own business is a great in theory until whatever they're doing is directly affecting you. You know,
okay.
I think then it does put a little bit more pressure on the situation.
Okay. I mean, you're not wrong, but at the same time...
Because if you want it to stop, there's only one... I mean, you got to do something, even if you're not confronting that person or if you're, you know, calling the cops in certain situations.
All right, let me put it this way.
Right.
Before you confront someone you live around, right, ask yourself, is this confrontation worth being hit in the head with a shovel, being choked out by this guy, having someone pull a knife on you, which is something we saw last week when we had a discussion about a neighbor, right? Like, is what I am willing to stand up for worth the potential for physical violence? And if the answer is no...
And it should always be no.
Always no.
No.
Stay in your house.
Yes, just don't say anything
about it. Or just let it go. Just ignore it. I mean, the best thing to do is just ignore it.
Well, I mean, but to Kimmy's point, in this case, if I got to use these stairs and now they're rock solid frozen.
Or somebody, you know, somebody could get really hurt here. I mean, and you don't do anything, it might feel like, oh, am I also responsible for somebody else slipping on these stairs?
Well, I mean, you would think the 72-year-old would be the one most concerned. Did he not go to science class?
Probably. Well, science was different.
Unless he was doing it on purpose.
To make them icier?
Well, that's what I was thinking. He was hoping the other guy would slip on.
Oh.
Like, he knows, like, when he goes to work or something.
Okay.
I thought it was, like, vicious. Like, he was, you know, split his head open.
Yeah, but okay. But then why would that guy turn his back to him? Never turn your back to an angry 72-year-old man.
With a hot water.
You know, I'm not exactly sure what the definition of irony is, but what I think the ultimate irony of this story...
What's that?
Tommy, folks seem to be very afraid right now of becoming victims of violent crime.
Oh, sure.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
And that's despite the fact that violent crime, again, it's the safest time to live in this country ever. But studies do show if you are going to be the victim of a violent crime, chances are way higher that the person who attacks you is someone you know than a stranger.
You're familiar with them.
Exactly. Yeah. So with that knowledge, if you are concerned about being the victim of a violent crime, do not confront someone you know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if the fear actually is, I don't want to be attacked by someone and I'm scared of crime, the easiest way to almost guarantee you won't be a victim is to not get in the face of someone you know.
Yeah.
Fair statement?
True.
Right? That no.
But they look friendly. And
okay. Now you look friendly when he's pouring hot water. And, he sent a contract with Bellator. You don't know what that is.
What the hell is Bellator?
Kimmy, you want to help him out?
It's like the
minor league MMA.
Yeah, minor league is a good way to put
MMA.
It.
MMA.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It's like
you're
UFC.
Not quite there yet.
Yeah, it's like UFC, but like, you know, that guy's ear looks really weird for some reason. Tommy, we could debate all day about what motivates people to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
I mean, money does it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, potential for upward mobility does it.
Oh, you got to get mobile.
But I think this story is proof that for a lot of people, simple, sincere recognition is what would matter the most.
It's like a pat on the back.
I mean, Tommy, like, this meant everything to him, Kimmy. Everything to him.
Well, especially who it came from.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You know, this past weekend, awesome watching the Chiefs get their ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
But for Bills fans, watching Josh Allen win that MVP was wonderful. And he got up and he gave a from-the-heart, beautiful speech thanking everybody he absolutely could from the stage on national television. And if you missed any part of it, I think this was the one that made people giggle the most.
We got such a great locker room in Buffalo. And it takes everybody from the equipment staff to the training room to the strength staff to Slick Rick in the mailroom, to the cafeteria upstairs. Like, it truly takes everybody to have team success, and I'm so fortunate to be a part of a great organization.
Okay, so that was awesome, because it shows what a down-to-earth person Josh
Allen
is.
Yeah.
I think he even said afterwards, he's like, there were people I forgot to thank.
Yes. But he name-drops Slick Rick in the mailroom.
That one stood out.
You got it, yes. Well, Matt Bove from WKBW in Buffalo tracked down mailroom aficionado Slick Rick.
Okay.
And he did an interview with him. Now, Slick Rick looks to be in his 50s.
Yeah, I guess.
Big Rick James fan.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he's worked for the franchise for a while.
Yeah.
I didn't know mailrooms were still a thing.
Well, yeah, you're getting all kinds
especially
of things.
In an organization that big.
Think about all the equipment that comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they sit down with Slick Rick, and they ask him about Josh name-dropping him on stage at the NFL Honors. And this is what Slick Rick in the mailroom, had to say.
I was mentioned. I said, if Josh doesn't get MVP, I'm going to cry. I said, I'm going to cry because he deserves it. I mean, he's that important to our team. So basically, when I was watching the awards, when he went on stage, you know, everything, I was happy that he had won it. And it went from joyful to crying because when he mentioned my name, I broke down because I'm just an average person. I mean, but when he mentioned my name, it was like, oh my God, he just mentioned my name on national television, you know. So it was like, I was crying. Then I started getting phone calls from friends, and I was crying on the phone to them. It's still like a dream.
Oh my gosh,
we have to.
Doesn't that warm your heart?
Oh my,
it does.
I have like goosebumps.
Yeah.
We must protect Slick Rick at all costs. How do you not love that man? How do you not love this situation?
Oh my God.
How do you not hear in his voice what it meant for a guy that goes to work every day to have that kind of moment for the world to see. I mean, that guy did like 10 interviews yesterday with a whole bunch of different media.
Yeah.
And in every one that I saw, every time he mentioned it, he kept breaking down.
Yeah. Got choked up.
Yes.
It's like giving him $1 million.
There was another interview that he did where he talked about his son was watching it upstairs, and his son runs downstairs and is like, ah, and he's like, ah, and they're both crying. I mean, ah, how do you not love this team right now?
Well, you can never fire that guy. Well, he's got a job for life now.
It seemed like he was going to anyway.
That's a great point.
Like they could clean house, right? Slick Rick has a job for him.
I do.
They got to have Slick Rick day at the game.
Bring out Slick Rick.
Come on, man.
Yeah, put him on the sideline. Give him a jersey. Slick Rick.
Let him lead the charge.
I cheer for Slick Rick leaving the charge.
Everybody would.
All right, so Kimmy.
Yeah.
We've talked all season about how close this team looked from afar.
Yeah.
How they all loved each other.
Yeah.
And you have a guy worth $250 million
mm-hmm.
that went out of his way to mention Slick Rick in the mailroom on national television.
I mean, how many guys would get up there and thank the cafeteria at their organization?
Well, we do know how he feels about the turkey burgers.
That's what I mean. Like, he has. I will, to Josh's credit, like, there have been multiple times throughout his career where he has mentioned people that you don't even think of when it comes to team success. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, just stuff that affects his everyday life.
And like, you and I are very cynical people, Tommy,
mm.
right? Like, there's a lot of times where I see folks do this and I just think they're doing it because they want to look good.
Yeah.
And I understand that I am biased because I love this team and Josh Allen.
Well, whether or not he means it, he sounds like he does.
But he does it so much.
But nobody else does it. Nobody else does this. I've never heard anybody mention it. I didn't know they had a mailroom.
Well, there you go. Now you know.
Yeah, I know.
Now you know. You can send Slick Rick a letter. It's going to get right to him. Congratulations, Slick Rick. But like, Josh Allen is having the greatest professional moment of his career.
Yeah, he's having a ride.
In that moment, on stage, accepting this award, the most valuable player in the NFL, this is who I want to thank.
But look at a little bit of kindness, how far it goes.
You're not.
Well, and I guess it's also the...
Right?
I agree with that.
I agree with what I just said. A little bit of kindness goes a long way.
But it's kindness.
Why are you saying it like that to me?
Just saying.
Shut up, ugly.
It's that, and it's also, I think Josh really does appreciate those things.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he's going out of his way to make Slick Rick's day. Like, I think that genuinely came out of just his appreciation for everything that like people do in the organization. I also think in that moment, it's got to be shocking because you don't realize that your job is having that kind of effect on somebody or
good
what
call.
You do like for
he even
a living.
Notices you.
Yeah, or like not even that he doesn't notice you, but I wouldn't even think I have a hand in that success.
And
you know?
I think you hit on the head the most important part of the story that doesn't just come for Josh Allen or Slick Rick.
Mm.
Again, we're talking about this guy Slick Rick. He was name dropped in Josh Allen's accepted speech when he got his MVP again. This was Slick Rick talking to Matt Bove from WKBW in Buffalo yesterday about when he was watching this live.
I said, if Josh doesn't get MVP, I'm going to cry. I said, I'm going to cry because he deserves it. I mean, he's that important to our team. So basically, when I was watching the awards, when he went on stage, you know, everything, I was happy that he had won it. And it went from joyful to crying because when he mentioned my name, I just broke down. I broke down because I'm just an average person. I mean, but when he mentioned my name, it was like, oh my God, he just mentioned my name on national television, you know? So it was like, I was just crying. I was crying. Then I started getting phone calls from friends and I was crying on the phone to them. It's still like a dream.
So Matthew writes us on Instagram proposing a Slick Rick bobblehead day at the stadium.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the bobblehead. Yeah. Did you see the other one we got?
No, what we got?
People proposing that they add Slick Rick into next year's Little People lineup.
Oh, I would love the Little People Slick Rick.
Oh, those bobbleheads?
The Weeble. It's not a Weeble.
Well,
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Little people
don't.
Fall down.
Okay.
But going back to Kimmy's point about, you know, realizing you have an effect on this person that you don't at work. It goes to show you, this story, how much it matters when people at your job sincerely appreciate what you do.
Right.
And I know that Josh Allen isn't this guy's boss, right? But he is the face of the franchise. Mm-hmm. This wasn't some printed Christmas card from your management team that you get every year. This wasn't some email sent company-wide telling you it's everybody's birthday this month, so check it out. Like, it's legitimate appreciation from a man who did not have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it moved him to tears. And When it comes to what motivates you to go to work,
yeah,
money plays a big part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like we said, upward mobilization plays a big part. But I think that the true, sincere appreciation from your coworkers and the people above you is the biggest motivator to come in every day.
It makes you feel like your job is, you're actually doing something at your job.
Yes.
Your job counts.
Yes.
It's relevant. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, like that. No, you nailed it. Because how many of us go to work every day and we feel irrelevant? We just
to your point, you're here for the money,
yeah,
and you're here to, you know, do the same thing you do every day. You don't really realize what kind of part you play.
You're a cog in a machine,
yeah,
right? And you're a cog that can be replaced, right? So for this guy, at that age, to have this moment of like, I'm not just a guy.
Yeah. And it's basically, he's saying like, all these people matter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They all help.
Look, man, if you're a boss listening to this show right now, this is prime example of you going in and sincerely telling everyone that works for you why they matter to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legit. Mm-hmm. Or have Josh Allen do it. That would probably be better.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.